News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding $230 million from his Justice Department for the money that he spent on special counsel investigations, focusing on his first time in office. One related to alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, the other investigation into the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Drone and missile attacks over Ukraine, killing at least half a dozen people as a meeting that the White House said would be held between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has been scrapped.
Just days ago, President Trump said he would be meeting face-to-face with Russian President Putin in the coming weeks, optimistic that they could finally negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. But now Trump concedes that meeting is not likely to happen after Russia made clear they had no intention of striking a deal. The Kremlin saying, quote, you can't postpone what was not scheduled.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Now this is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News. Concerns are rising that Amazon, the country's second largest private employer, is planning one of the biggest workplace transformations in modern history. Goodbye, humans. Hello, cyborgs.
The New York Times, citing leaked documents, reports Amazon expects sales to double by 2033, growth that would normally require 600,000 more workers. But the company is reportedly looking to fill those jobs with robots and automate 75% of its operations. In the near future, Amazon reportedly estimates automation could help it save more than $12 billion and shave about 30 cents off each item it ships.
That's ABC's Maggie Rooley. In Paris, the Louvre has reopened. It's the first time the famous French museum has been open to the public since last Sunday's brazen jewel heist. Misty Copeland, the first African-American woman to be named prima ballerina at the American Ballet Theater, is retiring from that theater, her final performance set for tonight. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County leaders rolled up their sleeves to help keep you healthy this week. County Executive Troy Streckenbach and Brown County Health Officer Anna Nick got their flu shots at the Neville Public Museum. The public vaccination was intended to encourage people to get their flu shots. Health officials say community health is significantly improved when people get their yearly flu shots. If you haven't gotten yours yet, there are a couple community flu shot clinics coming up. Adults and children can stop by the Neville Public Museum on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And there's a children's clinic on Tuesday, October 28th at the Brown County Central Library for kids ages 6 months to 18 years, and that runs from 4 to 6:30 p.m. The USS Cobia is back in business. Docked alongside the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc, the World War II sub reopened for tours over the weekend, just a few days after returning from dry dock in Sturgeon Bay. Museum workers say the six-week, $1.5 million project will preserve this important piece of history for at least another quarter century. You can tour the Cobia during regular museum hours Thursday through Monday. Here's one for you, Dan.
What?
Short legs, big dreams. The first ever corgi race is coming to the Green Bay Gamblers next month.
Really?
Yeah. The hockey team is accepting entries. All you got to do, give your corgi's name, age, and a couple photos. The corgi race will happen at the Gamblers game on November 29th.
What? What is next? Well, I mean,
a DJ's race at the Gamblers game.
No, no.
I want to see it.
No, we could do a DJ slide.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Team competition.
Oh, corgi calendar. That's around the corner. Connie Fellman, thank you very much.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice has been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice, when it makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and raw today with a few scattered light showers. Highs only in the upper 40s. For tonight, gradually decreasing clouds, breezy and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, still chilly, highs right around 50. Current temperature is 46.
News, timeless hits, timeless commercials of the day coming up. 97.9 WGBW.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us, and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream.
It's 97.9 WGBW. Herman's Hermits, Peter New. That's often when you see him in concert. That is often his walk-off song. That is the finale. And it's a good song to end the show with, too. Coming back in a couple of minutes with a song about a commercial jingle about something that still exists but under a different name. I'll explain, Lucy, in just a minute. The timeless commercial of the day ahead on 97.9 WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines. And it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
8:17, 45 degrees, time for the local news and timeless hit and timeless commercial of the day on WGBW. This one, an old TV commercial, black and white, animated, featuring Sugar Bear. Yes, Sugar Bear. For Sugar Crisp, now known as Super Crisp, right? But back in the 60s, you could get away with having the word sugar in a cereal title. So this is Sugar Bear doing his best Bing Crosby impersonation. Action.
I can't get enough of that sugar, Chris. Well, looky here, it's empty. Guess I'll trot down to Granny Goodrich's house and grab me a bowlful. Hi, Granny. Hold the phone.
Your sugar's on the way.
Oh, it's Sugar Bear after my Sugar Crisp again.
I can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp, Sugar Crisp, Sugar Crisp.
Gotta hide my post Sugar Crisp. It's a honey of a snack, you know. I'll try a magic getaway.
The house turns into a boat.
I can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp. Keeps me going strong.
He's catching up. Better hide my Sugar Crisp quickly.
In the chandelier.
He'll never find it now.
And he's through the transom
on
his...
Sure knows how to start his day a little bit better.
On his surfboard.
Granny, it's sugar sweet and honey-flavored wheat, so it keeps me going strong. Bye, Granny. Can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp.
You can get Sugar Crisp in Post Treat Pack, too. 6 sweet treats made just for kids.
I wonder if they had to get Bing Crosby's permission to use his voice. I don't wonder a lot about it, just curious. Now, how about some green onions with your Super Sugar Crisp? Here's Booker T and the MGs on 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you.
from our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news, time to sit, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. This being Wednesday, we're only 2 days away from a very big event. I'm looking forward to the Linda Ronstadt experience at the Meyer Theater. I love Linda Ronstadt's music, and Tristan McIntosh of American Idol does a really good job handling a very difficult chore. I mean, Linda Ronstadt, that's raising the bar pretty high. So I'm looking forward to the experience, and it's Friday night at the Meyer Theater. Hope to see you there. And if you're there, I'll be there with you. So once you're there, hunt me down gently and tell me what you think of WGBW, because we're always looking for constructive criticism, good or bad, about WGBW. Not that there could possibly be anything bad to say, but just in case. See you Friday night at the Meyer Theater is what I'm trying to say. WGBW.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her ask her to stay. Do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know what I mean? Her and Bobby were stepping out. Her and Bobby didn't know I'd found out. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? So I asked her if she still cared. She didn't hear me. She just said, do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know what I mean? And then she said, Lee, you haven't loved me in nearly 4 years. You haven't noticed that I held back my tears. And now you have, but it's really too late. Better find yourself another girl. Better find another girl. Better find her another place. Woo! She just left me.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Pro athletes from Wisconsin will join our state's Vietnam War veterans as they fly to Washington to see their war memorial. Green Bay's Austin Straubel International Airport announced the Stars and Stripes Flight of Champions scheduled for next weekend. The honor flight is expected to include 160 Vietnam-era veterans, as well as a small number from the Korean War and post-Vietnam era. The flight is sponsored by the Green Bay Packers and Milwaukee Brewers and Bucks. Former players are scheduled to take part. The public is invited to come out to the Green Bay Airport and welcome our veterans home on Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Organizers say many of these veterans did not get the welcome home they deserved coming home from war. They say the simple gesture of saying thank you and welcome home is powerful. This weekend is your last chance to camp out at Bayshore Park and the Reforestation Camp for the year. The campgrounds will close for the season at 2 p.m. this coming Sunday. And if it's starting to feel a little bit chilly for you to camp, you might want to plan to camp along the Fox River next year at the Brown County Fairgrounds. The plans are in the works to expand the camping area along the riverbank to make use of that space. Brown County Parks Director Matt Creasy says that means people can camp there while there's an event going on at the fairgrounds. Creasy said that would generate significant revenue. The county also plans to extend the trail along the west side of the Fox River all the way into De Pere through the fairgrounds. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach says the goal is to create a big big loop with the trail ultimately connecting with the Fox River Trail on the east side. That means people will be able to go from downtown Green Bay all along the Fox River Trail to De Pere, cross the Claude Alloway Bridge, and then continue on the new trail back up to Green Bay. It's all part of improvements included in the 2026 Brown County budget proposal. The Brown County Board of Supervisors will host its annual budget meeting a week from today. The goal is to have the budget signed into law no later than November 15th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
You want to talk giant pumpkins in Wisconsin? There is an entire group of growers dedicated to capturing the title. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in Food and Farming News on a Wednesday. More stories about how giant pumpkins are grown in the state. That's on the way next.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
This year, Jim Ford, a giant pumpkin grower from Fond du Lac, actually ended up topping the competition with his pumpkin that weighed in at 2,491 pounds. He's not alone when it comes to trying to grow those giant pumpkins. Thomas Motzma is from Brandon nearby, and he's been growing competitive giant pumpkins for over a decade. And he said, while you may be impressed with the size, it takes a lot of time and effort to get them that big.
And then they'll go out in the garden late April to early May, all depending on, you know, what kind of spring we have. A lot of growers now will put them in mini, mini tents or mini greenhouses, 5x10, 10x20. And then before we set that, we'll have hitting cables usually dug in the ground. And then they get transplanted outdoors, like I said, late April, early May. And then they get the TLC from the greenhouse until they get big enough where the greenhouse will have to be taken off.
Thomas Motzma from the Brandon area explaining a little bit more about the dedication that has to go into producing the giant pumpkins you're hearing about at this time of the year. He said, in Wisconsin, the giant pumpkin growers are always working towards a pumpkin that weighs 3,000 pounds or maybe better.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Maybe you've got one of those giant pumpkins we were talking about. We'd love to see a picture. You can send it to us through our brand new Midwest Farm Report app. Download it. Available for both Apple and Android. Midwest Farm Report. And start using and interacting with us today. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and raw today with a few scattered light showers. Highs only in the upper 40s. For tonight, gradually decreasing clouds, breezy and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, still chilly, highs right around 50. Currently, it's 44.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way.
Girl, I can't stay long. We
catch up on them. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. You ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Not a piece of sight ain't heard. Won't need bright lights.
Listen first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
Holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus here. Thank you for joining me. And something I'm looking forward to. This is going to be interesting. Chris Kindle Market on Broadway. This is 3 days every week. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday event outside on Broadway with German style holiday street market activities. Food, beverages, gifts. It's if you need interest, if you want more information about this, you can find it at if you just Google Downtown Green Bay. It's being put on by On Broadway, and looking forward to it. Thought we'd pass that along to you here at 97.9 WGBW.
Timeout on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. What margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Summer in the city? Not today.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm going to take my voice and go home. See if it's any better tomorrow. Laura McKenna is next. Oh.